Yesterday I suggested that you put aside your own ideas about Jesus, and even what you've known for a long time, and get to know him as if for the first time from the New Testament. If you're doing this, you've read or are reading the Gospel of Matthew. Now, most of the books of the New Testament aren't all that long, as books go. And if you read through Matthew in one sitting, like a person walking through a house, what do you find as you go in the front door and come out the back? Any keys? Yes. In the first verse, Jesus is called the Son of David. In the last two verses, he commissions his followers to go into all the world with the good news of what he has said and done. The first ancestor of Jesus noted is Israel's great king. The final word of Jesus to his disciples is a king's commission to those who represent him. Throughout Matthew's gospel, Jesus comes to us as a king like no other. His rule is one of self-sacrificing love. He commands our loyalty and allegiance because he willingly laid down his life for us.